Hello, and welcome to Live from Hochstein. I'm Mona Segetola-Slami, and I'm glad you're here today. Light, whether it's from the sun on a bright day or the glow of a little lamp next to your bedside, it's a source of comfort, healing, and inspiration. And we'll experience that today with the Telos Trio in their program, Gathering Light in Sound and Word. These three musicians, flutist Rita George Simmons, clarinetist Debbie Grohman, and pianist Willie Lefevre, all teach here at the Hochstein School. And as the Telos Trio, they bring together music with other areas of life, spirituality, poetry, civic events, and visual art, with the hope of inspiring people and bringing them into connecting conversations. Please join me in welcoming the Telos Trio to the stage. The first illuminated piece of music we'll hear is by Italian composer Ernesto Cavallini. He was a principal clarinetist at La Scala in the 19th century, and it was because of him that Giuseppe Verdi wrote several prominent clarinet solos in his operas. Cavallini was in St. Petersburg around 1864, and he struck up a friendship with a flute professor at the St. Petersburg Conservatory, so he wrote music for them to play together. Here is the Telos Trio with that music, The Russian Reverie by Ernesto Cavallini.
Thank you.
Reverie Russe by Ernesto Cavallini, played by the Telos Trio on Live from Hochstein. April is National Poetry Month, and today's program looks to brighten, to illuminate through music and through poetry. Each of the next pieces has been paired with a poem to complement the music. French composer Maurice Emmanuel found inspiration in ancient sources and exotic sounds. He was fascinated by ancient Greek modes, Burgundian folk music, Asian harmonies, and medieval church music. These interests give his music a fresh sound and a spiritual depth. And to introduce the Sonata in Trio by Maurice Emmanuel, the Telos Trio has selected Esther Leclerc's poem, Light and Darkness. Houses house bodies, and bodies house life. Life houses souls, souls house light. Light shrinks from darkness, darkness douses light. Yet light overcomes darkness with spiritual sight. In the beginning was darkness, darkness again at the end, awaiting those who despise light, light's gift of love for all men. Yes, light overcomes darkness with love's perfect sight.
Thank you.
Sonata in Trio by Maurice Emmanuel, played by the Telos Trio. Before that, we heard the poem Light and Darkness by Esther Leclerc. This is Live from Hochstein, broadcast live from the Performance Hall at the Hochstein School on WXXI, Classical 91.5 and 90.3, as well as online at classical915.org. Today, we're combining inspiration from poetry and music with the Telos Trio. The next two pieces they will play are from a collection of epigraphs by Claude Debussy, whose music they describe as shimmering with light and color, shades and nuance. Indian poet Rabindranath Tagore captures the brilliance of Debussy's tonal sparkle in his poem, Light. Light, my light, the world-filling light, the eye-kissing light, heart-sweetening light. Ah, the light dances, my darling, at the center of my life. The light strikes, my darling, the chords of my love. The sky opens, the wind runs wild, laughter passes over the earth. The butterflies spread their sails on the sea of light. Lilies and jasmine surge up on the crest of the waves of light. The light is shattered into gold on every cloud, my darling, and it scatters gems in profusion. Mirth spreads from leaf to leaf, my darling, in gladness without measure. The heaven's river has drowned its banks, and the flood of joy is abroad. Thank you. two pieces from Epigraphs by Claude Debussy, played by the Telos Trio on Live from Hochstein. Having gathered points of light together through word and music, we're going to go out in a blaze of light with Seduction by Miguel del Aguila and Words by former U.S. Poet Laureate Billy Collins, who describes a blaze of light in his poem Gold. I don't want to make too much of this, but because the bedroom faces east across a lake here in Florida, when the sun begins to rise and reflects off the water, the whole room is suffused with the kind of golden light that might travel at dawn on the summer solstice the length of a passageway in a megalithic tomb. Again, I don't want to exaggerate, but it reminds me of a brand of light that could illuminate the walls of a hidden chamber full of treasure, pearls and gold coins overflowing the silver platters. I feel like comparing it to the fire that Aphrodite lit in the human eye so as to make it possible for us to perceive the other three elements. But the last thing I want to do is risk losing your confidence by appearing to lay it on too thick. Let's just say that the morning light here would bring to any person's mind the rings of light that Dante deploys in the final cantos of the Paradiso to convey the presence of God while bringing the Divine Comedy to a stunning climax. And leave it at that.
Thank you.
the Telos Trio playing Seducción by Miguel del Aguila. Thank you to the Telos Trio for taking us on this poetic musical journey, gathering light and sound and word today on Live from Hochstein. Hope you can carry some of this light into the rest of your day. And I hope you can stop by or tune in for a powerful program next week of music from Terezin with musicians from Cordancia and soprano Tyler Cassidy Heacock. You can see a complete list of all the programs and listen to selected past episodes in the series at classical915.org. Live from Hochstein is produced by WXXI and the Hochstein School. Pecky Quackenbush is the president and executive director of the Hochstein School. The broadcast engineers are Andrew Croucher and Robert Braden. The studio engineer is Julia Figueres. Today's director and the executive producer of Live from Hochstein is Gene Fisher. I'm Mona Segatola-Slami. Thank you for listening to Live from Hochstein, a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.